Matt Sabuda joins us this morning for Beyond the Playbook. Matt, an unexpected game on Sunday. The Bills coming off a big win, their first of the season. How did that ever happen?
Yeah, it was one of those days where everything, and I mean everything, came together perfectly for a Bills win. The weather was beautiful. While it wasn't a perfect game by any stretch, everything seemed to bounce the Bills' way. On offense, they had 208 yards rushing as a team, their best performance of this young season. On defense, the Bills forced four interceptions, which was critical to the Bills' win, as they came late in the game, just when it looked like the Cardinals might be starting to mount a comeback. And even the special teams got in on the action with a botched Cardinals field goal snap that was scooped up by Buffalo's Aaron Williams, who returned it 53 yards for a touchdown. That play definitely sent fans into a frenzy. And I have to mention that the skepticism by Bills fans was it was on full display yesterday, as the announced crowd was 4,500 short of a full capacity crowd. Pretty surprising. But then again, their first two games combined with that playoff drought, perhaps it's surprising there weren't more empty seats. But for those who were in attendance, they saw a fun and entertaining game all the way around.
A lot of individual plays that looked pretty spectacular yesterday. Who in particular stood out for you?
Well, Tyrod Taylor had a fantastic day. Just not really as a quarterback, more as a running back, as he racked up 79 yards rushing, including a 49-yard run that set the Bills' record for the longest quarterback run in team history. Would have been nice to see him make some plays through the air, but with Sammy Watkins out for the game, didn't quite work out yesterday, as Taylor only had 119 yards passing. Again, he's going to have to get better in this department, as he won't be able to keep his relying on his running abilities every week. But for this week, he was, and it couldn't have worked out better. And on Friday, I mentioned that LeSean McCoy was one of those players who needed to have an elite game. He's an elite player after all. Well, perhaps, never know, maybe he's a WBFO listener, because he delivered that elite game with 17 rushes for 110 yards and two touches. And the last guy I want to mention is defensive end Jerry Hughes. He had a real nice game with his third sack of the season, but still cannot seem to get out of his own way with those needless penalties, as he was tagged for yet another personal foul, which has become one of the themes of his Bills career. But like yesterday, his good play definitely outweighed the mistakes.
Bills now 1-2. The season doesn't seem as bleak as it did, but how does this win really shape the season as they move forward from here?
Yeah, it was a quality win against a pretty good football team in the Arizona Cardinals. It should help them build some confidence as they head into the dreaded New England Patriots stadium next Sunday to face whatever warm body the Patriots can find to play quarterback. And since it's never too early to talk meaningless percentages, according to the analytics site 538, after yesterday's win, the Bills' statistical chance of making the playoffs went up from 10% all the way up to a very impressive 18%. But in seriousness, I'm still a little skeptical about the Bills' chances and their overall talent this year. However, don't be surprised if they string together a few wins in the coming weeks to reach a winning record. And I say that because even if they lose to New England, drop to 1-3, they go on to play three of the league's weaker teams in the Rams, 49ers, and Dolphins. So despite a brutal start, Bills fans could see some happier times ahead. And again, I don't think they're a contender of any sort at this point. And quite frankly, I'd rather see them go into rebuild mode. But as I like to say, I do hope they prove me wrong.
Well, you've got 4 days to find a bandwagon and then maybe jump on it. We will talk to you again on Friday.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you, Matt.